A White House meeting about the Supreme Court. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. The president holding a bipartisan meeting as he considers a candidate to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
Inviting the top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Oval Office, President Biden said he is serious about getting advice and consent from senators about his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court.
What I'm looking for is a candidate with character, with the qualities of a judge in terms of being courteous to the folks before them and treating people with respect.
The president says a nominee should also have a judicial philosophy that understands all the constitutional amendments mean something. President Biden has promised to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court and intends to name his choice by the end of the month. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. One of the largest drug makers in the U.S. reaches another settlement over the opioid epidemic.
$590 million, the settlement reached, according to court documents, between Native American tribes and Johnson & Johnson, along with three of the nation's largest drug distribution companies, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, over the toll of the opioid epidemic, addiction, and overdoses that's plagued tribes. All federally recognized tribes will be able to take part in the settlements, even if they're not listed as plaintiffs. The same company is also nearing the final stages of approval of settlements worth $26 billion with state and local governments across the U.S.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Just getting word that FBI agents in Minneapolis are responding to reports of a shooting near a school in Richfield, a suburb south of Minneapolis. There is no confirmation of a shooting at this point. Local police also at the scene. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The Justice Department says it will not take another look at the 2014 death of a 12-year-old shot by cops in Cleveland.
The decision comes after the mother of Tamir Rice sent letters to and met with DOJ officials hoping to reopen the case. Rice, who was black, was playing with a toy gun when two white officers responding to a 911 call arrived. Officer Timothy Lohman shot Rice moments later. The officers were not federally charged because surveillance video quality was too poor to determine if officers responded to a threatening motion by Rice. While the DOJ declined to bring civil rights charges against the officers, the Cleveland Police Department is still being watched after a probe found patterns of excessive force and civil rights violations by officers. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Both the U.S. and Russia leaving the door open for more talking after their top diplomats spoke today about the crisis over Ukraine. But Russia's president says his security demands are not being met. A movie released before Christmas has a popular soundtrack.
Encanto's hit song, We Don't Talk About Bruno, enchanting the charts.
We don't talk about Bruno.
The smash hit landing number one on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the first Disney song in 29 years to snag that distinction. The collaborative song Bruno also becoming the second tune ever from a Disney animated film to make it to the Billboard top spot, following in the footsteps of A Whole New World from 1993's Aladdin. Bruno also marking a first for the song's writer, Lin-Manuel Miranda, to top the Hot 100 chart. Meanwhile, for a third week, Walt Disney Records' Encanto soundtrack taking the top spot on the Billboard 200 album. Chart. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks turning higher. The Dow's now up 149 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.